How to achieve financial freedom with three simple steps. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I am Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And this is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so that you can hopefully build and achieve financial freedom. We do that through buy and hold real estate. That's our favorite way of doing it. But we also start businesses. We have businesses as well. You can do it any way you want. We just want you to do it the correct way, which is what this show is all about. We've got a special guest on the show today who has achieved financial freedom. His name is Alex Babayev of Russian origin. He's kind of dominated the Atlanta, Georgia market and started investing a number of years ago, achieved financial freedom. And today we're going to talk about three simple steps that he always likes to put in place before he does one of his deals in order to make sure that he is always on the same page with cash flow. And these are the things he can replicate over and over and over again and helping other people do the same. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Clayton. Glad to be here and share my experience and knowledge with your audience.
Well, great to have you here. So tell me about your background. I mentioned of Russian origin. We recently had another Russian here on the show coming into the United States. So tell me about your background. How did you get started with real estate investing? I know you left the corporate world in order to focus on this full time, right?
Yes, correct, Clayton. My background was a tax and accounting, finance. So I did that in the corporate world. And I started investing when I was 21 years old in college back in 2011 when there was a recession going on. The prices were low. And I bought my first property for $11,000 in downtown Atlanta, a one bedroom, one bathroom condo. $11,000, which sounds unbelievable nowadays, but those were the prices back then.
That's amazing. That's nice. So $11,000. And obviously, you were working in the tax world. You were seeing other people. I'm curious from your perspective in that world as a tax accountant. Were you fully familiar with real estate investing as like the number one way to build wealth? And you know, the tax code is basically written for real estate investors. Was it rough for you always doing other people's finances? Realizing, well, I got to get me some real estate.
Yeah, you know, back then when I was 21, I didn't know the full potential and the true advantages this country has to offer for real estate investors. That sort of came later on and were added bonuses to me. Back then, I just remember researching real estate and reading Forbes and seeing how much wealth was created through real estate. And that's what motivated me and wanted me to jump in. I also was trying to avoid paying rent. And I always wanted to own something. So that was like the fire underneath me is to buy anything I can afford and just do not pay rent.
How did you find this first property? Tell me about this first property you purchased. What were the mechanics of that deal? And where did you come up with the down payment or the money to make that purchase?
Yeah, so back then, these properties were available through the HUD store. So they were like government-owned properties. So we just went through the traditional, it was on the MLS. And at that point, you know, you had to commit that it would be your primary residence. It wasn't available to investors. So I committed to that. I moved in there and it was just a simple MLS transaction. And the $11,000 I came up with, because back then I was working, you know, at Lowe's, at Costco, at different internships doing tax. And I was living with my parents, which, you know, I had no expenses. So I was able to save up money and purchase this first property. Eventually, I got out of this property and turned it into a rental. I rented it for $800 a month. And that's how I jumped into the rental side of things, real estate.
So I want to talk a little bit more about this first deal because I think it's fascinating. Did you have any student loan debt you were having to deal with at the time either?
At that time, the state of Georgia, where I went to college, was offering something called the HOPE program, which where if you got a 3.5 or something like that, a GPA, they were covering your tuition. So the way it works here is it's based off of lottery sales. All the lottery tickets that are sold in the state of Georgia go to this fund where if students qualify based on merit, they get their education paid for. So I got my bachelor's degree paid for. And so that's why I didn't have student debt from my undergraduate degrees.
Wonderful. I've been railing against college and college debt lately here on the show. So just was curious about how you were starting off in your life at 21 with no student loan debt, living with your parents. And I think that's fantastic. You know, you can live on their couch, you can live in your bedroom from childhood, it doesn't matter, no expenses, and start this journey and not start buying liabilities at 21, because that's what so many people do.
Correct. I think it's really powerful, the aspect of trying to take advantage of living with your family as long as possible, saving up your first down payment, whether you want to go with a FHA loan or a conventional loan, just save that initial down payment needed, take on two jobs, three jobs if needed, and that's how you begin the cycle.
What was the status of the property? It was on the HUD store. And I think if I'm not mistaken with the HUD store, the way that it used to work was you, the first round for like whatever it was like 2 weeks or something, people that were going to live in the house could bid on the properties. And then after 2 weeks, if no one grabbed it, then investors had the opportunity to buy it, right? Is that how it works?
Yes, that was the scenario. And that's why I was able to pick it up before any investors got to it. And you know, that time anyways, there were so many properties available and that it wasn't really, nobody was really buying. It was a fear. Everybody was consumed with fear in that time frame during the recession, if you remember.
Oh, I absolutely remember. This is where a lot of millionaires were made doing exactly what you did, which was buying up these cheap properties at that time. Because, you know, now we're in a different era, right? When the mortgages are totally different, it's very difficult to get a mortgage. Back then, everyone could. So I think the era of like big foreclosures is gone. I don't know. What do you think about that? Sidebar.
Yeah. You know, I that's an interesting point to bring up and an important point for your audience where they look at people like me or someone else who bought these cheap properties, but we're still buying in today's market. We're buying in any market we're buying. So do not get discouraged that, oh, the prices are higher now. I missed my opportunity. That's not true. There's a deal to be found in any market cycle, in any situation. I feel like that's, you should not get discouraged and you should keep looking, find off-market deals, find wholesalers, find your own routes of getting direct to the seller. And I think everyone still has the same chance to do. Yes, the price points are different, but the opportunity is still there for everyone.
Yeah. So, okay. So we buy this first property. What was the status of the property? Did you have to do much work to it or was it move-in ready?
The property was move-in ready, but you know, I updated, I put in new carpet, I did like a new countertop, stuff like that. It was around $9,000 I spent on top of that. And basically it was just a 700 square feet, one bedroom condo. So not much needed in there.
So all in, you're all in for 20,000. So I love, let's do the, get out the calculator. Let's have a little fun with this math.
Yes,
so when
yes,
you started
yes.
renting it out, you're 800 a month times 12 divided by 0.6, which is our 40% for vacancy repairs. That's about 5,700 you're netting every year divided by the all-in cost is about 20 grand. So that's a 28% return on investment.
Yes. But one thing I want to point out, it had an HOA fee of like $150 or whatever, but it included like water, cable, all that stuff that HOAs include. So yes, the returns were great.
I was just about to ask you about homeowners associations because condos can be very, very tricky with HOAs. So, but that's an amazing return and an amazing deal. Did you buy the property? I guess you bought it in your own name. Do you still then own it in your own name or did you convert it into an LLC? And when did you start getting savvy with business from an accounting perspective?
Yeah, you know, like my first, I would say 5-6 properties, I bought them all in my own name. And that was because, you know, some of these properties you couldn't buy in LLCs. They wouldn't sell them to you. They wanted them to be direct to the owner. So at that point of my real estate investing, I did not have LLCs set up. That came later on in my investing career.
Gotcha. Okay. So we get past that first deal. When did we start taking things to the next level? And, you know, I want to get into the three areas and the three key tenets, the principles that you like to talk to about, you know, that you employ on every deal you do. So when did you start kicking things into high gear? Did you go right from that first property to number 2, 3, 4, 5 real fast, or was it a slow growth?
Yeah. So after that first property, I was able to partner up with other people who were from more expensive markets like California and New York. And I would tell them, hey, there's these deals available for $18,000, $20,000. Do you want to partner with me? We can buy these and share the rent. So that's how I started building my portfolio, by partnering with people, getting money from different states. And then we would do 50-50 splits. But then, so I started with rentals. Rentals turned into higher price point properties. After that, I decided to do flipping. Flipping is what fueled the rental business, because I would take my money, reinvest it, and buy more properties.
Right, exactly. And that's what I started doing too. Even if it, you know, flipping can be wholesaling as well, right? But it's still transactional. And you're one of your big tenants, and I think I agree with you wholeheartedly, is that cash is king. Cash flow is king. When did you really dial that in and say, you know what, flipping is great, but it's still transactional, it's still a paycheck, and I'm only as good as my most recent flip? When did you realize and really dial it in that the cash flow portion of your performing assets was king?
I would say, so I'm like 9 years into my investing career. I would say about 2 or 3 years ago, I realized that. And because when you start paying these hefty tax bills at the end of the year on your flips, you know, you're writing $100,000, $120,000 checks, you start rethinking everything. You're right. Like, well, you know, I'm doing these deals, but at the end of the day, what am I really making? Because the IRS comes calling in the following year, you know. So at that point, I started getting into small multi-family apartments and stuff like that, things that reduce your tax liability. And like you said, you know, I had a child, my son was born, I got married and all this stuff. You can't be fueled at 100% like you were when you were younger. You can't just be out in the field just doing flips because you have a family, you have a child to take care of. So the flipping becomes, as you know, a full-time job that eventually you can't sustain anymore because, you know, you sort of mature and get into a different phase of investing.
So let's talk about your three simple steps, your three simple strategies that you employ on every deal you do. And when you're talking with newbie investors, so we've got a lot of, you know, new investors who are listening to the show, listening to the program today, thinking about starting on this journey. What would be step one in this process that you would encourage people to do?
All right. Step one is to get educated. Listen to podcasts like Clayton has and different platforms. Read, educate yourself, because there's so many different aspects of real estate investing that you could be involved in. And you want to sort of narrow down. If you're a cash flow investor, you focus on rentals. If you're a wholesaler, if you're a flipper, if you're selling notes, land, you have to focus. And then don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. I have people who've been reaching out to me for several years. Hey, I want to buy my first property. And I'm like, and then they follow up with me. I'm like, have you done it? And no. And I'm like, what's going on? You have to take action.
Right.
So educate yourself, zone in on a market, zone in on a specific location, and take action.
Today's episode is brought to you by Pitney Bowes. Shipping and mailing from your desk has never been simpler than with SendPro. That's what it's called, SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. With SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes, it's just one click. You send and save for as low as $4.99 a month. That's it. Schedule package pickups and track shipments from departure to arrival. And for being one of our listeners, you're going to receive a free 30-day trial and a free 10-pound scale to ensure that you never overpay. So you can measure your boxes right there from your office and never overpay. So they have some amazing features and benefits. You're going to love this if you're a small business owner or a large business or a single business person. You can weigh, you can print, you can send, and you can save without stepping foot into the post office. Hallelujah. Starting at $4.99 a month, you can also save up to 5 cents on every letter that you send, and up to 40% off of priority mail from the U.S. Postal Service. Up to 40% off. It pays for itself, friends. Calculate the exact postage online. You can print right from your computer. So go to pb.com/Clayton, PB like Pitney Bowes, pb.com/Clayton, that's me, to access this special offer for a free 30-day trial plus a free 10-pound scale just to get started. So again, that's pb.com/Clayton, Clayton, to experience shipping made simple with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Thanks, guys. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I have people that will write to us. They're like, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, buying a property through Morris Invest. I'm working on this. I'm doing this. I'm ready to take action. And then 6 months go by and hear from them again. And maybe another year goes by. It's like, now you just wasted a year of growth. Like, what were you doing? Take action. Just, you know, you've got to figure it out. And you say number two in your list is to determine that plan of action. So what does that plan of action look like? How do you put that together is number two in your list?
So number two is, I would say, find the market and become good and become an expert at 2, 3, 4 zip codes and start connecting with local agents, local brokers in those markets. So you'll be comfortable making offers. You can even, when you get to a certain comfort point, you'll be able to make offers sight unseen because you know the zip code, you know the street, and you know that that property will rent for $1,000. So if something pops up for $80,000, you should be ready to buy it because you know you've already done your research. So market knowledge is very important. As we all know, 1 mile away is completely different than where the subject property is.
Right. Absolutely. And so figure out too what, you know, I always say like start with like really understanding your why and like what you're getting this plan together. You know, we give away on our website for free, if people want to download it, our freedom cheat sheet, which really helps you figure out, well, how many properties, what does your monthly expenses look like? You have to have a plan. You can't just say, I want to be a real estate investor and put on a hat and run outside. No, you've got to know what your numbers are. You got to figure out, like Alex is talking about, where do you want to go? Where do you want to invest? How much time do you have? You work 9 to 5 and you got a 2-hour commute every day. Well, chances are you're probably not going to be able to get on the phone and make 100 phone calls. to like motivated sellers. So you might need to lean on partners. You know, you got to put a plan of action in place. What would you say is number three on your list, Alex?
Number three is you have to get your financing in order. That is really important because things move fast in real estate. You know, people need to be prepared and not waste time of their agent, waste their own time. If the deal comes up, you need to be ready to make an offer. You need to have your pre-qualification letter. You need to have your deposit ready. That's a mistake I see a lot of people make is they do all the work up front and then it comes time to buying and they're like, my deposit isn't ready. My financing, my credit is met. So you have to have all those three phases of find the location, educate yourself on the process. And third is get the financing ready to go because things move fast. If you're not ready, the next investor will pick that property up.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to be ready to pounce. I had somebody ask me in one of our YouTube comments the other day that said, why would you need to have your own cash in the game? Like, why would you need to have some money ready to go? Why couldn't you just get financing from a bank? Well, oftentimes, you know, these deals, like you're having to jump on them fast. You don't have time. Like a HUD property, you're not going to be able to go and get financing from a bank. You've got to be able to pull that cash and jump on it. So that's where hard money partners, private money partners, cash in the bank, being able to leverage that and jump quickly, right?
Correct. I agree 100%.
So where do you go from here, Alex? What are you seeing in the market right now? What advice do you have for investors who have one property, two properties, three properties, or no properties and who are just getting started out there?
You know, to people who are just getting started, once again, to reiterate, real estate investing is the greatest wealth builder out there. It's successfully proven strategy over and over and over. So definitely take action, get involved, find a mentor, find a coach, find anyone, just get your foot in the door and be able to take action when needed. And if you don't have the full down payment or the money, partner with your friend. I'm sure you work with someone, get 2 or 3 people together, but at least take your first step and acquire something. You're not going to become rich off your first deal, but it's a great learning experience. How to deal with brokers, how to deal with closing attorneys. You just need to have that experience in order to bring it to the next deal.
Perfect. I love that. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. How can people connect with you if they would like to?
You know, I'm available on social media. I like to respond to people. And if you have any questions, my Instagram is alex_flips_ATL. You can see my projects. You can see what we're doing. And I'm glad to answer any questions anyone has.
Perfect. Sounds great. We'll have links to all of that in the show notes below, as always. Alex, it's been great getting to know you, and hopefully you can show me around the Atlanta market sometime when I'm down there. I appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Clayton.
You bet. And thanks to all of you for subscribing and downloading. Please share this with someone else that you think could use financial intelligence in your life. And check out this video playlist that we just put together, which shows you behind the scenes of a renovation that we just did. It's a 4-part series where we walk through step by step by step of a duplex that we just renovated in one of our markets. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. We believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.